on this matter of breaking with Nasser. Now, we have advised them not to rush this because Nasser, after the Olbrich visit, has said that Arab goodwill and friendship for the Federal Republic remains undisturbed. The UAR would be happy if normal full diplomatic relations were soon restored with the return of Bonn's ambassador, that Olbrich did not seek recognition or anything else. We have been advising the Germans on this point not to rush into it. We'd like to associate you with that advice if possible, if you think it well to do so. The problem here is that several Arab states would follow suit and probably recognize East Germany, and the position of East Germany would be considerably strengthened, and it would create a holy mess in the Federal Republic itself for this this additional development eating away on the Hallstein Doctrine. So I would hope you would agree we could press the Germans pretty hard not to rush at it and consult with the British and the French and ourselves further before, so we get a common Western
view. The only feeling I have about that, Dean, I don't object to y'all giving them our views and what our reaction is. I rather think that my telling Earhart, I got him into a jam with the Jews, and I just feel terrible about it. I think he's going to lose the election. And now for me to tell him what his foreign policy ought to be, I think it. I would have some reluctance to it. I wouldn't if you felt it was absolutely essential and imperative, but if it was a doubtful matter, I'd let the State Department, let McGee tell him that our government and our Secretary of State and our Foreign Office feels this pretty strongly on. But I'm a little bit sensitive about, I don't like Wilson calling me up like he did the other night and saying that I've got to come over here, and I don't know what Earhart's going to think. He's going to think Johnson got him down on that river and told him that he had to sell these tanks and got him in the whole damn mess. Now he's telling him something else, and I'm afraid that if he's a normal human being, he might think that I'm shoving him a little bit too much. So I'd have McGee press it as a foreign policy matter, unless you feel deeply. If you do, I'll go with you, of course.
Well, let me check further with McGee and see just what
I just, I have reluctance. I feel a little bit sorry about what I did to him. And I think it was just inexcusable, Ben Gurion, leaking it, getting him in that trouble. And I'm afraid that if I persuaded him and overpowered him and shoved him, that I'd might be wrong again. I think that we're right, and I think it's a mistake for them to become too impetuous, and they could create more problems than they solve. But I don't want to ask him to unless I need to. If I do, go ahead and do it.
All right, fine. Thank you.